Press On with Jared Gunter of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. Hello again, neighbors. Hope you're doing well today. We're in Luke chapter 1, and we'll be picking up in verse 5 in just a moment. Luke chapter 1, verse 5. You know, we live in an era of elaborate baby announcements, and I get it. It's an exciting and wonderful blessing to expect a child. Now, some of the announcements are a little bit too much, in my opinion, and can be verified by how they go horribly wrong sometimes. But nonetheless, whatever you have done to plan for the birth of your child in announcing the birth of your child, or whatever you've seen others do for the announcement of a child, I'm going to guess that no one's been able to schedule an angel to make their birth announcement. And on top of that, I'm going to guess that an angel didn't tell you before you were expecting that you would be expecting. But that's exactly what happened, not only with the birth of Jesus, but the birth of his cousin and his forerunner, John, also known as John the Baptist or John the Baptizer. As we announced yesterday, we are going to pitch our tent here and camp out in the Gospel of Luke as long as it takes, Lord willing. And we began yesterday, naturally, in Luke chapter 1, and in verse 1, we read the first four verses and discussed just briefly. So now, let's just dive in and read a little bit longer of a section today, picking up in verse 5. Luke chapter 1, verse 5. In the days of Herod, king of Judea, there was a priest named Zechariah of the division of Abijah, and he had a wife from the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking blamelessly in all the commandments and statutes of the Lord. But they had no child, because Elizabeth was barren, and both were advanced in years. Now while he was serving as priest before God, when his division was on duty, according to the custom of the priesthood, he was chosen by lot to enter the temple of the Lord and burn incense. And the whole multitude of the people were praying outside at the hour of incense. And there appeared to him an angel of the Lord standing on the right side of the altar of incense. And Zechariah was troubled when he saw him, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zechariah, for your prayer has been heard, and your wife Elizabeth will bear you a son, and you shall call his name John. And you will have joy and gladness, and many will rejoice at his birth, for he will be great before the Lord. And he must not drink wine or strong drink, and he will be filled with the Holy Spirit even from his mother's womb. And he will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God, and he will go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready for the Lord a people prepared." Now, of course, our time is limited here, so I can't go as in-depth as I would if we were able to study in person, so let's just zero in our focus here. Zechariah and Elizabeth, the foretold parents of John, were righteous people. They were older people, and they never had a child. Now, while they had prayed for a child, as we can see from the angel's comments here, at some point, folks just naturally conclude that they're beyond the point of having kids. Zechariah is going to question this in our next section, beginning in verse 18. But as God reminds us over and over again, his ways are not our ways, and his thoughts are not our thoughts. And like Mary and Joseph, God had a plan for this priest Zechariah and his wife Elizabeth, regardless of how old they were. Now, John was going to bring them joy and gladness, just as any child would, but this joy and gladness is going to be rooted even deeper because, as he says, he will be great before the Lord. He will be filled with the Holy Spirit. He will turn many of the children of Israel to the Lord their God. And in fact, he compares him to doing so in the spirit and power of Elijah. Just think about this. As tomorrow, Lord willing, we'll get into the response of Zechariah in the following verses, consider how Zechariah's life is changing right in this very moment, receiving this angelic announcement about a little baby boy who has yet to arrive, who is going to grow up and do great things to the glory of God in preparation for another baby boy soon to follow, Jesus, the Son of God. As always, thanks for listening. Lord willing, we'll be back tomorrow for more Press On, picking up in verse 18. Press On is a production of the Beaver Dam Church of Christ. We're located at 1235 William Street in Beaver Dam, Kentucky, and can be contacted at 270-274-4451. For more information, give us a call or find us online at beaverdamchurch.com and facebook.com/churchofchristbeaverdam. More Press On episodes are available for free on our church website and several top podcast platforms. Just search Press On Bible Podcast. Thanks so much for listening, and let's press on.